Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Today, I want to talk to us on a subject I titled Operating the Supernatural. Operating the Supernatural. To operate the supernatural is to live the life of God on the earth. To operate the supernatural is to live the life of God on the earth. And that is what God intended for man from the beginning of creation. And you must understand that if you are a child of God, you are no less a God on the earth than God is in heaven. I say that again, if you are truly a child of God, you are no less a God on the earth as God is in heaven. You know, the Bible says that we are gods, and all of us are the children of the Most High. Jesus, while he was on the earth, he gathered his disciples together and said to them, as my Father has sent me, so I am sending you. So the sending is the same. The same audacity the Father gave to Jesus on the earth. The same authority, the same influence, the same power is the same thing Jesus transferred to us before he left. So every child of God must have that consciousness that there is something about me that is greater than what is in the world. And when we have this consciousness, we'll be able to rule our world. We will not live with inferiority complex and inferiority mindset. We will no longer have Christians and believers moving out of their compounds because I'm a Olumba Olumba Obu person impacting. We no longer have Christians running away from their houses because they had certain sounds on their roof and in their ceilings. We no longer have Christians who are burning with fire and yet the fire is not consuming them. So I'd like you to understand that God intended for us to be like him on the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Operating the supernatural. The difference between two persons, especially two Christians, is the level of the supernaturalness that each of them is operating. Write it down, don't forget it. The difference between two persons is the level of the supernaturalness that each of them are operating in. The supernatural will always supersede the natural. The supernatural is not without the natural. The supernatural simply means the supernatural imposing on the natural. So when you see two persons from the same community, speaking the same language, the difference between them is the supernatural abilities that each of them operate from. And that's why you see when men ascend to a place of authority, they look for a power to sustain them there. Because education can take you up, but power will keep you up. Connection can take you up, but power will sustain you there. So that's why when somebody becomes a governor, it's either he looks for a powerful man of God or he looks for a powerful native doctors. Unfortunately, in our day and our time, people tend towards native doctors and witch doctors the most. Everybody seems to have little gods here and there, some in their pockets, some in their beds, some under their beds, some under their pillows, some as a ring. The reason is because he has gone high. And he's afraid that he's going to lose that position. So he needs something that can keep him perpetually there. But every child of God doesn't need an additional power. Because we operate the original power. In 2 Samuel chapter 4 and chapter 5. The children of Israel had offended God. And God was so angry that he decided he was going to eliminate the priests and the whole household of the priests of Eli. And then God said to Eli, something is going to happen that when it happens, every ear that hears it will tinkle. And it was the same time that the people of God went for battle against the Philistines. And scripture said, for the first time, the Philistines rose up against them and they ran from their enemies. They ran from their enemies and they were beginning to wonder, why is it that we are turning our backs against our enemies? And then somebody said, maybe because we didn't come with the Ark of the Covenant. And they sent for the Ark of the Covenant. Ophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were bearing the Ark. And they sent for the Ark and they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the battlefield. And there was so much noise, so much excitement and joy in the camp of the Israelites, because what they considered the presence of God, what they considered their source, their strength, has been brought into the battlefield. And now they are sure of victory. And when the enemies heard their shout, the enemies became confused. The enemies said, we know that shout. We understand the meaning of that excitement. That thing that they call the ark has been brought. And they said within themselves, now we are gone. Now the Israelites were trampled upon us. But on a second thought, they said, let us fight for our children. Let us defend our borders. Let us fight as men. And they went ahead and fought the children of Israel. And the Bible says, the ark of God was taken away from them by their enemies. And they carried the ark of God as a symbol of their victory. As a symbol of them being superior. And when they carried the ark of God, they took the ark of God to the temple of their God called Dagon. And they said, Dagon, we salute you. For the first time, you have given us victory over those people that we have been trying to beat. Dagon, all of this victory is because of you. And they donated the ark of God as a trophy to Dagon. They donated the ark to Dagon and said, Dagon, this used to be the source of their power, but somehow it has become powerless, and that's why we could overcome them. So Dagon, we'll give it to you to add to your list of trophy. And they left the ark of God there and went back home excited, rejoicing that finally they have conquered Israel and they have also conquered their God, only for them to return in the morning to salute Dagon good morning, and they saw their God bowing down before the God that was donated to it. Because of no contradiction, the least is blessed of the greater. When a lesser power meets with a greater power, all it needs to do is to bow to it. And I said to someone under the sound of my voice in church today, that a greater power is contending with the power that has contended with you so far. That your amen can be better. A bigger power, a greater power, something superior, something more original, something greater is confronting your issues today. And Dagon bowed to the God of the ark. And the Bible says, they rose Dagon up, lifted it, they raised it up, and they used screws and screwed Dagon to his place. May you not serve a God that needs screwdriver and screws to stand. They screwed their God down and said, you can't fall again this time around. We have ensured that you are fixed firmly. And they left and still allowed the ark of God there. The next morning when they came, Dagon had fallen. He lost his head, lost his two hands, and lost his two legs. And when they came, they knew that something bigger than the house has entered the house. Something bigger than the hole has entered the hole. So I pray for someone here. Something bigger than what is fighting you is about to invade your life. When you put your leg in a shoe that is smaller than the size of your leg, it's either the shoe will give way so that your leg can penetrate. I decree today, something bigger than what is against you is coming on your behalf. Somebody help me shout fire. Behold, Dagon was falling upon his face on the ground and before the ark of the Lord and the head of Dagon, and both the palms of the hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. And then the priest of Dagon could not enter into Dagon's house. They couldn't tread on the threshold of Dagon unto this day, because they carried the power that is greater than all powers and confined it into a small house of Dagon. And God desecrated their temple permanently. I pray for you today. Whatever have disgraced you, may that thing receive a permanent disgrace. Whatever have shifted you from your place, may that thing be rooted out permanently. Can you shout a name like you believe it? Operating the supernatural is living the life of God on the earth. And I like you to know that it is possible to live a divine life on the natural earth. It is possible to live a divine life on the natural earth. It is possible to live like a God in your day. And God said, let us make man in our own image. Let him look like us. And let them have dominion. That's what we are talking about. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And you know today that the enemies can even send the fish on an errand. So when next you see a fish in your dream, rebuke it. When you see a snake, a dog in your dream, rebuke it. Because the Bible said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, the birds of the air. They said, this one is a dangerous bird. Every roof that bird perches on, there must be something wrong on that roof. The day that bird will perch on your house, he will know that there is something bigger than it. Did you hear me? That bird will know that it is not every roof it perches that it can drop that evil deposit. The Bible says, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Anyone here, there's something operating in the air, is working against you from today. Let that thing fall under your feet. Let that thing fall under your feet. Are you a child of God and you are afraid of birds? When you see that bird, you become afraid. You say, wow, they have come. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's a mindset. And you've got to carry it. When you carry that mindset, you can walk in the night without needing a light. When you carry that mindset, you are not afraid of being alone in a dark house, because you know that God is closer to you more than the enemy is closer to you. It doesn't matter how close the enemy is. There is a man that is called our present help in the time of need. He was available before the need arose. He was available before the enemy started planning it. So be conscious of the presence of God more than you are conscious of the presence of your enemy. For a righteous man may fall 7 times, but 7 times he will rise up again. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers him from them all. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Somebody lift up your leg and hit it again on the ground. Somebody, he said, over everything that is creeping on the earth. From today, I like you to decree that anything that is creeping on the earth is under my foot. He said, have dominion. Have dominion over it. They are not more than you. If the witch have decided to send it through an ant, he has made a mistake. Because everything that creepeth on the earth, I have dominion over it. If he has decided to send it through a cockroach, he has made a mistake. Because everything that creepeth upon the earth, I have dominion over it. Don't be afraid anymore. You can operate like God on the earth you are. You see, Adam, the first one that was created by God, the Bible said God created him and gave him charge to dress the garden and to keep it. And if you read Genesis chapter 2, the Bible said there was two rivers that divided the garden. Two big rivers. So there is a part of the garden this way, and there is another part of the garden the other way, divided by two rivers. And Adam has the responsibility of taking care of the garden. There was nothing like a boat or a ship in that time.
So how do you ever think that Adam was able to go to the other side of the river to take care of the garden? It means that Adam was virtually, practically walking on the water. Every time he needed to go and take care of the other side of the garden, he will walk on the water. How am I sure? Because when the second Adam came in the place of Jesus Christ, he walked on the sea when there was no boat. So that tells me that everything the second Adam came with was the same thing that the first Adam was given before the fall. So the first Adam had the right to walk on the water. Why? He was operating like God on the earth. So I'd like you to understand that there is a kind of supernaturalness that God has put inside of you. To be a believer is not just to come to church and say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come." That is not the end of believers. A believer must take authority in his place. That's why in the whole Bible, in the whole New Testament, for instance, virtually every chapter, every book of the New Testament is ended by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Virtually all the chapters, all the books in the New Testament has been concluded with amen, including Revelation. But the only book in the New Testament that does not have an amen at the end of it is the book of Acts of the Apostles. If you read Acts of the Apostles, the last chapter, there is no amen. There is no grace of God. That means that the act of the apostles is not concluded. We are expected to continue from where they stop. The act of the apostles will be concluded when Jesus returns. So let us march in that same line. It has not been concluded. Whatever happened in the day of Jesus can happen in our day. Somebody say amen. Amen. There is a strength that you need to go through life and become all that God wants you to become on the earth. And that strength will need to be developed. That strength will need to be put into use in order for you to be able to walk with God. And to develop that strength, you need to walk in the consciousness of it consistently. I don't want you to be just an ordinary medical doctor. Don't just be an ordinary builder. Don't just be an ordinary engineer. Don't just be an ordinary graduate. There must be something supernatural about you. That because there is going to come a time that what you learned in school will not work. There's going to come a time that professionalism will fail. There's going to come a time that medicine will not have anything to offer. But it is the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says in John chapter 6 verse 63, it said, "The things that I said to you, they are spirit and they are life." It said, "The Spirit giveth life." So there's going to come a time that you will need to depend on the supernaturalness that you carry to deal with certain things in your life. You can't afford to just be a normal person. No, the devil wants us to just be normal, normal, normal Christians. Normal Christians who cannot cast out demons. Normal Christians who cannot say to the devil, "Get out here." Normal Christians who cannot pray over sickness. Normal Christians who depend on paracetamol. Normal Christians who depend on drips and drugs. Normal Christians who depend on everything the doctor says. There is nothing wrong with expert opinion. But if you carry the nature of God, you'll be able to put something in suspension until you are through with life. Praise God. I'd like you to know that no matter how much you have to treat yourself in the hospitals, there are certain things that medicine cannot take care of. There are certain things that medications cannot take care of. And what happens when you come face to face with such things? You need the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. You will soon meet people who are dangerously wicked in evil devices. You soon meet people like the magicians who were available to Pharaoh. They could throw their rods on the ground and their rods will become snake. If you are Moses, wouldn't you run away? God said to Moses, "When you go there, just drop your rod. It will become a snake." And Moses was already excited. "Do you know what I'm holding in my hand?" And when he got to Pharaoh, he said, "Hey, Pharaoh, hear this." God said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "Who is that your God?" And Moses said, "You are going to see it now. You are going to see it now." And he dropped his rod. Bah! It became a snake. Moses is thinking that Pharaoh would jump out of his seat and said, "Hey, take the people away. Take the people away." But Pharaoh said, "Moses, what you have just done is ECC1. I'm going to show you ECC2. He said, "My magician, come around. Drop your own rod." And their rod became a snake. And I'm sure that Moses would have said to God in his mind, "But God, you didn't tell me that any other rod can become a snake." But God said to Moses, wait a little bit. You are going to see. When power confront with power, lesser power will bow to the bigger power. And for the first time in the history of the animal kingdom, the snake was eating up a snake. If it is a snake they are sending to you, God also has a snake. If it is a lion, God also has a lion. If it's a monkey, God also has a monkey. Whatever they send, God is equal to the task. And I decree to you, whatever is after you, may God send something equal to that thing. Ah, your man is too small. Can it be better? Can it be better? Can it be better? Rakato Shataya. Our God is equal to the task. In fact, before you saw the lion in the dream, he was first and foremost called the lion of the tribe of Judah. So let their lions come. Let their dogs be released. Daniel said, my God sent his angels. And they shut the mouth of the lion. The fact that you have seen a lion is not a guarantee that you will die the next day. Because my God has angels that can tell the lion, keep quiet. You know, the children of Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Bible said they came out of the fire. The miracle wasn't only that they came out of the fire. The greatest miracle was that they came out of the fire and they were not smelling the smoke of the fire. It didn't look like they entered the fire. What if I say to 5 persons listening to me today that when God is true with you, it will not look like you suffered what you are suffering now. Ah! When God is true with you, it will not look like you waited to have a child for 10 years.
Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes when I meet some of my coursemates, some of my friends, they say, how many children do you have? I say, 5. They say, it's a lie. Praise God. Some of them say, but I married before you. I say, God gave me 2 one time. Because God can make you go ahead of others. I pray for you, you will enter the fire. It won't look like you entered the fire. It won't look like you came out of the fire. Who am I talking to here? It may not just be you, but I know it is me. It won't look like the devil afflicted you 2 weeks ago. You will not look like somebody that was begging last year. You will look like he didn't have job for the past 5 years. Because when the Lord turned again the captivity of Judah. Psalm 126. This message is for someone here. Psalm 126. Psalm 126 and verse 1. They came out of the fire. It didn't look like they were in the fire. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them. That dream. It was like a dream, yet it was a reality. They say it's like a dream, but it's a reality. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. How many person want to laugh here? Can you give God a laugh here? Their mouth was filled of laughter. Their mouth was filled of laughter. And our tongue with singing. Then said they among the hidden, the Lord has done great things for them. Can I hear the first 7 persons who want great things this way? Jump to your feet and shout, I receive it. The Lord has done. The Lord has done great things for them. You know, when Moses' snake swallowed the snakes of the Egyptian, you would have thought that Pharaoh will give up there. But I tell you, there are people that are wickedly wicked. And Pharaoh said, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold you down. And Moses said, I will turn your waters into blood. And their waters were turned into blood. And you know, everything that Moses did, the Egyptians tried to replicate it. But this time, when they tried to do it, it was worse. And all the magicians went to Pharaoh and said to Pharaoh, this one is the finger of God. At that point, the magicians gave up. They said to Pharaoh, this one is the finger of God. If Pharaoh was wise, that was where he would have given up. Because the people that he was using to have power have given up. But Pharaoh said, no way, I will continue to the end. He pursued the children of Israel until he was swallowed in the Red Sea. Anyone that is still pursuing after you, after all this prayer, after all this fasting, may they pursue you to their grave. You are too righteous that your name can be better than that. I said that your name can be louder than that. It can be louder than that. It can be louder than that. You must be aware of the reality of the supernatural. Understand that the supernatural exists.
Understand that we can actually live life like God on the earth. Understand that we can operate on another. See, when you have somebody who has visited a native doctor, the person has so much confidence. You know, there are some people that go to do charms. And the charms is that whatever they use on you will not enter your body. Whether they shoot on you, it won't enter. They use knife, it won't enter. And those people, when they are through, they come out very confident. They just believe that shoot me, it will not enter. That's why you could see some armed robbers come in a broad daylight to do armed robbery. They steal because they believe that if you shoot at them, it will not penetrate. And sometimes it works to a certain extent. And can I let you know that everything the devil can do on earth, he copied from God. And I'd like you to understand that if somebody can just go to a shrine and then comes out and bullet cannot penetrate his body, you too, you don't need to go to a shrine, because a bigger than the shrine is in you. The Bible says, what can we say about this thing? Romans chapter 8 verse 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. God wants us to live like gods on the earth. And I want to show that to us. In Genesis chapter 28, you know, some persons are not aware. And because they are not aware of the supernaturalness of God, a lot of time, they just miss it. Genesis 28 verse 10 to 16. This is the experience of some believers. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And what happened? He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Now, this is the attitude of some people. God is standing by them, they don't know. God is speaking to them, they can't hear. God is pushing them forward, they cannot just feel it. Jacob said, the Lord was in this place, and I knew not. You see, Jacob came to a place, made himself a pillow, lay down to sleep, had a supernatural experience during the night. But when he woke up, he said, the Lord was in this place and I knew not. Now, this is a testimony of many believers today. The Lord is with them, but they don't know it. Angels are standing by them and they are not aware. The Holy Spirit is talking to them and they don't even know nor hear. In this modern age, people are gradually moving away from the power side of God, and they are becoming more skeptical. As people are becoming more and more educated, they are moving away from the supernatural. Most times, people who believe in the supernatural are seen as unbalanced people. You know, education and civilization is making people believe that there are certain things that are impossible in our day. That those things used to be possible then. Especially sometimes if you are educated in a particular area, and that area touches on where God is operating, it will be very difficult. For instance, if you are a doctor, and as a doctor, you have met with cases. Sometimes 100 out of 100 of such cases, everyone died. And then suddenly your wife has that same disease. Incurable. By all medical practice and knowledge, that disease is incurable. And you know it, because every person that have come under your table bearing that sickness died. It will be very difficult for you to exercise faith. Because every time you want to exercise faith, your knowledge and your experience will tell you, but 100 out of 100 die. This is simply incurable. But you must learn to move away from your own realm of professionalism and enter into the realm of the supernatural. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. So forget about that. Forget about your training. Forget about what you know. Forget about your experiences. and key. How do I operate in the supernatural? Number one, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Know that it is real. Know that there is a reality of it. It is not a myth. You know, I shared this testimony with us about myself and my wife in our last child. When they said that that baby was going to be operated upon, I called a medical doctor. He said I should send him the scan. I scanned it and sent to him. And when he looked at it, he said to me, they shouldn't even wait for labor. Let the CS be done immediately. But I said to my wife, the Bible says, if two shall agree on anything, heaven shall do it. Can we just pray for 7 days? And after 7 days, we will go. If we perish, we perish. And after the prayer of 7 days, what was supposed to be a CS became a normal delivery. Became a normal delivery. Praise God. Now, because when you are a professional, sometimes your professional knowledge will take you out of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, if we can stand in the place of God, we can get the result of God. If we can speak the language of God, we can get the result of God. Psalm 82 verse 6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Say, I hear. Yes. Praise God. You see, there is no missing words here. He said, I have said that ye are what? Gods. How many of you have seen gods before? Some of us that are from some communities, they say the gods of our land. Have you heard that kind of language before? The gods of our land. And you know that every normal human being is afraid of the gods. Praise God. They say this is what the gods want. Can I announce a new name and a new status for you? According to the book of Psalm chapter 82 verse 6, you are what? You are God. So when next the native doctor said the gods of our land, say, tell the native doctor I'm also equally a god. If I let them come and sacrifice to you. Praise God. Amen. Is there anybody that is a god here? Oh my God. I say you are gods. And all of you are the children of the Most High. If the name of your heavenly father is a god, you have the nature of the god inside of you. So you can look at that sickness and say, sickness, if you cannot stay in the body of Jesus, you cannot last in my body. Amen. That's the consciousness we are talking about here. And say, all of you are the children of the Most High. So if you are going to operate the supernatural, you must acknowledge it. Know that it exists. Don't just believe that it is for some exclusive few. No, it is also for you. Praise the Lord. Number two, what must I do to operate the supernatural? Act on it when you receive it. Act on it. This is very vital, because one of the reasons people cannot retain the anointing and their miracle is that they are not careful to express it. What you don't use will not add value to you. Neither will it add value to anything around you. Act on it. Sometimes I go to a place and it's like I have stepped on something, and you can feel a sensation right inside. Something is just moving. And then the devil will give a definition to it. He said, this thing that is coming is stroke. And I'll just look at it. I say, however you enter, live that same way. I'm on my way. Praise God. And that's gone. You see, if you allow the devil to give you opinion of what is happening to you, it's going to have a stay in you. The devil tells you that thing that is coming is partial stroke. And then you begin to receive it. This is partial stroke. And so when somebody say, why didn't we see you yesterday? They say, they like say, I won't get partial stroke. They like say, I won't get partial stroke. Praise God. Who told you? You haven't even gone to the hospital. You see, they like say, I won't get partial stroke. Come on, you need to say what you don't need to have. Praise God. Because the Bible says you are gods. And all of you are the children of the Most High. When a door is shut against a god, the God finds another way out of it. Today, God is dropping something supernatural on you. John chapter 3. The supernaturalness of God's children. John chapter 3. Verse 3 to verse 6. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Verse 7. "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Verse 8. "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Unpredictable. Today they will drop charm on your seat. That is the day that when you go for the meeting, you don't feel like sitting down. And they are wondering, why is he not sitting down? They say, "Sit down now." They will try to make you sit down. And instead of you sitting there, you say, "I want to sit at the back today." Not because you had any dream. Not because you had any vision. There is something supernatural inside of you that will not allow you to sit there. And the people will say, "This kind man, this kind woman, we don't know. Try him this way, we will not get him. Try him the other way, you will not get him." There is something inside of you that is bigger than what the enemy is planning. Amen. Some people believe that when you eat in the dream, the devil has caught you. Listen to me. I like you. When you know the supernaturalness you have, the next time you find yourself eating in the dream, when you wake up, set fire on the kitchen of whoever is preparing that dream, and then convert the food inside your stomach to be the food that you need for your health. Don't begin to say, "Today I ate in the dream. In fact, my intestine is moving from up down." What did you eat in the dream? It was not shit you ate. You ate maybe chicken, maybe rice. And say, "I ate rice in the dream. Whatever it is, I decree that it is rice. And you will not walk more than rice in my stomach." That's the supernaturalness of every child of God. I speak to you today that everything that is contending with you, today marks the end of that contention. 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 Every evil that has been prevailing over you, come to an end. Come to an end.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises, or through our website, www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.